Mark 6. Jesus in Nazareth. And he left there and went to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom given to him? What mighty works are done by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James and Joseph, Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And that they were offended by him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honour, save in his hometown and among his own kin and his own family. And there he could not do his mighty work, except that he laid his hands upon a few sick people and healed them. And he marvelled because of their unbelief. And he went around about the villages teaching." Jesus sends out his disciples. And he called the 12 and began to send them out in pairs. And he gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And he instructed them that they should take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no wallet, no money in their purse, but to go wearing sandals and not to wear two coats. And he said to them, "Whenever you enter into a house as a guest, remain there until you leave town. And whatever place shall not receive you, and they will not hear you, as you leave there, shake off the dust that is under your feet for a testimony against them." And they went out and preached that all should repent, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Herod and John the Baptist. And King Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become well known. And he said, "John the Baptist has risen from the dead, and that is why these powers work in him." But others said, "It's Elijah." And others said, "It is a prophet, even as one of the prophets." But Herod, when he heard of it, said, "It is John whom I beheaded. He is risen." For Herod himself had had John arrested and thrown into prison to please Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." And Herodias set herself against him and desired to kill him, but she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and kept him safe. And when he heard him, he was much perplexed, and he heard him gladly. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his nobles, military commanders, and the leading men of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. So the king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you will, and I will give it to you." And he made an oath to her, "Whatever you shall ask of me, I will give it to you, to the half of my kingdom." And she went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." And she rushed to the king, saying, "Here and now I want you to give me on a platter the head of John the Baptist." And the king was exceeding sorry. But for the sake of his oaths and his dinner guests, he could not reject her request. And immediately the king sent a soldier of his guard and commanded that he bring John's head. And the soldier went to the prison and beheaded John and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. And when the disciples heard of it, they went and took his corpse and laid it in a tomb. Jesus feeds 5,000 men. The apostles returned to Jesus and taught him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come, we shall depart for a deserted place and rest for a while." For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure time even to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they ran there on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. And when Jesus came ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were as sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And when the day was far spent, his disciples came to him and said, "The place is deserted, and the day now far spent. Send them away, that they may go into the country and villages round about, and buy themselves something to eat." But he answered and said unto them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it them to eat?" And he said to them, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And when they knew, they reported, "Five loaves and two fishes." And he commanded that all should sit down in groups upon the green grass. And they sat down in groups of hundreds or of fifties. And he took the five loaves and the two fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves, and he gave them to the disciples to set before them, and the two fishes he divided among them all, and they all ate and were filled. And they collected 12 baskets full of leftovers, and also of the fish. There were 5,000 men that ate the loaves. Jesus stills a storm. And immediately he made his disciples get into the boat to go without him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he sent the crowd away. And after he had taken leave of them, he departed into the mountain to pray. And when evening had come, the boat was in the midst of the sea, and he was alone on the land. And seeing they were having difficulty rowing, for the wind was against them, about the fourth watch of the night he went to them, walking on the sea. And he would have passed by them, but they, when they saw him walking on the sea, supposed it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were disturbed. But he immediately spoke to them and said to them, "Be of good courage, it is I. Be not afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly amazed, because they did not understand the miracle of the loaves. Their heart was hardened. And when they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized him and ran through that whole surrounding region and began to carry about on beds those who were sick, to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or into cities or into the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and pleaded with him that they be allowed to touch the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched him were cured.